With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has passed the torch to Vice President Harris at the Democratic National Convention.
Convention goers showered the president with rousing cheers and chants of thank you, Joe, as he closed out opening night before stepping away from this week's political spotlight. In a late night speech, he staunchly defended the work of his administration, sharply criticized Donald Trump, and made a case for his vice president.
We need you to beat Donald Trump and elect Kamala and Tim.
He said Harris would be a president the whole country can be proud of. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
This week, the Trump campaign is focusing on battleground states. Today, the former president campaigns in Michigan. Yesterday, he was in Pennsylvania. Also at SRNNews.com, as cleanup continues in flood-ravaged parts of Connecticut, North, and Vermont, recent flooding has slammed the state's tourism industry.
Two bouts of flooding in July is hampering businesses and destinations in an economically depressed section of northeastern Vermont, with some still closed as they continue making repairs. Burketown Administrator Jim Sullivan.
It's traumatic. It's unbelievable the extent that it ripples out. You know, if Kingdom Trails can't open, people cancel their reservations at the Airbnbs and at the inns. We have restaurants that are counting on all of those people coming here.
Kingdom Trails is a popular destination for mountain bikers and can draw tens of thousands of visitors a year. I'm Julie Walker.
Six more bodies have been recovered by Israel's military hostages. They were taken captive by Hamas in the terror attack on Israel on the 7th of October. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 87 points. This is SRN News. Just how many evangelicals are there?
Not as many as you might think, according to a new report from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. Using a strict doctrinal definition of evangelicals, the CRC concludes that only about 10% of the U.S. population qualifies, which means that an awful lot of people call themselves evangelicals who probably aren't. It also means the very definition of evangelical as used in the mainstream media is so flexible as to be almost useless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in eastern Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says that the inadequate response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack, in which churches and homes of Christians were destroyed, erupted after Muslims alleged they saw a local Christian and his friend desecrating pages from a Quran. This is SRN News. Former President Trump says Kamala Harris refuses to do a Fox News debate.
On Truth Social, the former president said, quote, "Comrade Kamala Harris has just informed us that she will not do the Fox News debate on September 4th. I'm not surprised by this development because I feel that she knows it's very difficult at best for her to defend her record-setting flip-flopping on absolutely everything she once believed in, including her statements that there will be no fracking in Pennsylvania and her horrible performance on the border. Rather than the debate on September 4th, I've agreed to do a teletown hall anchored by Sean Hannity for Fox. It will take place in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania," end quote. Keisha Stevens reporting.
U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey slated to resign by the end of the day, about a month after a jury convicted the Democrat on federal bribery charges. More details at SRNNews.com.